4MEK.
W, hang on just a second. Wrapping up a PSK QSO. I'll be back in just a second. W4DJW.
KG4MEK.
Sorry about that. W4DJW, I'm back.
KG4MEK, how's everything been going there?
Everything's been going fine. Did you change your call?
Still, KG4MEK, Kilo Golf 4, my uniform Kilo. Did I say something wrong?
No, my ears are getting old. I thought you said KQ4MUK. I said, wait a minute, that's not right. That can't be KQ4, that's got to be KG. Okay, I got it now. My ears were betraying me. They do that a lot lately.
Yeah, me and, I don't know if you've looked, but me and Rob have been having ourselves a field day on Saturday mornings with my YouTube live channel that I've been kicking off. And we've been doing some serious DXing back and forth between me and him and a lot of other people in Europe. And I've been testing the waters, working at both AM, FM, sideband, 10 watts, 15 watts, 600 watts, whatever. And it's been working out really good.
Well, that's good. I was thinking about Ron the other day because I was just talking to a guy in Missouri named Ron, so he kind of threw me there. But I was thinking about him the other day because my granddaughter married this guy from the UK who they go back and forth a lot because his family still lives over there, but they live over here. And the name of the town that they went to visit while they were over there the last time was Bath. Can you believe that?
Cool. I know Rob, he asked about you two or three different times that we've talked back and forth in the last several months. And, let's see, Rob is M0TFO, Mike Zero, Tango Foxtrot Oscar. Rob, in the city of Bath. Yep, I always get a kick out how IDs himself, but yeah, he's asked about you.
Well, I've been thinking about him. I didn't recall his name, Rob. I knew it was Rob or Ron or something like that, but I couldn't remember because it has been a couple of years, I think, since he's been on here, at least over a year anyway. But it's I was going to tell them, I didn't get the opportunity while they were over there, but I was going to tell them to tell him to take my granddaughter over to Stonehenge, because that's not far from Stonehenge, right?
Not at all. And then on top of that, Rob's personal friends with the farmer next door, and he can go over there and do a walkabout and kind of get you a little bit different point of view, I guess you could say.
Well, I'm going to have to get back to knowing. I couldn't recall Rob and his call sign or anything, or any way to get in touch with him. So I didn't go into that because it would have been too complicated. But and I imagine her husband knows a lot of. I mean, he's from there. I don't think they're from Bath, but I think they're not far from there, far within driving distance from where he was raised.
Yeah. Rob is literally right around the corner, and just like. We're talking just a couple of blocks from Bath Abbey.
Well, I have to tell them that. I have to tell them I got a friend over there. We'll give them a guided tour or get them a guided tour, maybe possibly. But anyway, I didn't want to. I'm not looking for any help out of that. But I just thought that was kind of cool that when they said they were going to Bath, I knew right where that was. Anyway. So you've been doing what kind of a show, a QSO on a QSO show on Saturday mornings? Is that what you said?
I've got a YouTube channel I just kicked off just a couple of weeks ago. Man, I think I'm up to 88 subscribers already, just in a few Saturdays. I've got I do a ham radio live on YouTube Saturday mornings about 7:30. I kind of try to play it to the sun cycle, the band conditions and all that. Sometimes I may get a little bit of a late start, sometimes not. But I've actually been having a great time with it. My videos I'm doing are, you know, pretty much straight up raw. I start, and then when it's all said and done, I, you know, kind of talk it down and then say, I'll see y'all the next time. And then, you know, the next following Saturday, we do another live. But I've had some really, really seriously unique contacts. A lot of good emails as well from the YouTube Live and plus the YouTube, you know, live on the ham radio. I'm getting a lot of good emails and a lot of good response that people that couldn't make the QSO but sent me video clips of how good they could hear me in different parts of the world, which just absolutely astonished me at how well I'm being heard now.
And is that with the low power, the 10-20 watt kind of a deal, or is that you going higher power for that?
Well, I'm running about 600, between 5 and 600, according to where I'm at. That's when I've been getting a lot of the emails from some strange places. Now, there was one Saturday that I decided to run, I think, 750 watts. And I did that, and that was when I got a lot of emails of different amateur radio operators said, you know, couldn't make the YouTube Live, could hear you on the band, but you were unable to copy me. And it's kind of funny. One guy sent me the little video, and he's like, okay, guys, I'm going to try to make contact with this American. And he throws his call right when I stopped talking. And 500 people come in there, and he's calling too. And then as soon as he unkeys and I pick up somebody else, and he did it like 5 or 6 times, and he's just like, bloody hell, I can't get through him.
Well, that, you know, that does offer a unique perspective when you can do that. You can allow them to see, and you can see. You can see what your signal looks like, and they can if they get on the YouTube channel, they can see what their signal like or what they're up against. They see what you're seeing. You see what they're seeing. That's very enlightening when you do that.
I know the one thing that I've really got a lot of great, the highlight response is always private emails from ham radio operators all over the country and all over the world, and they're telling me that, you know, it is such a big eye-opener to see you promote amateur radio the way you're doing. And then I try and try and try to make the call, and then I go back and look at your video, and then I look at my video. But then I hear it on your end, and I see what the pile-up looks like, and then I'm in the pile-up, or vice versa, or, you know, whatever. It kind of gives you both sides of the fence, so to speak, and I think a lot of people are even getting a kick out of that as well. But, yeah, you're right. It does show a different side of amateur radio.
W4DJW, I don't know if you've ever used Web SDR, but it's got like a bunch of the SDR radios all over the world that you can log into, and you can. Well, I did that one time to, you know, I always use like PSK Reporter Whisper or something like that to be able to see where how far my signal's getting out. With that, you just send out a beacon, and then you look on the map and you see who all heard you and how far away they were that they heard you. But it's what you're describing is something like being on Web SDR, where you go log into a radio that's on the other side of the world, and then you throw your call sign out over here, and you see if you make a bump in the noise floor over there at all. That is cool. Are you getting mostly new ham radio operators, or are you getting, like, ham radio operators that have been around for a while, just have questions they've never been able to get answered?
Question, and it's kind of both ways in some sense, but I have been getting some, because even Rob made the comment. He actually, as soon as my live was over, he called me. He says, go back and look at your YouTube channel when that video comes back up and pay attention to the call signs you were logging. He says, I'm sure that you're not aware. But he said those Golf Bravo GW calls. And he says, I can't believe you weren't one of those guys. He says, those guys are not 99 years old. He's like, there's not many of those guys left. And you were both of them. And he said, like, that's fascinating. And, you know, working some unusual calls, yes. I've worked some very special stations in Slovakia and not Ukraine, but Russia. It just gets some unique people, and it just trips me out. that now that they found out about it, they all try to come in there and try to get involved with it.
Well, that is rewarding, I'm sure. There was a ham that was on this repeater the other day that I was talking to 15, 20 years ago. He's 98 years old, and he just moved from North Carolina down to below Simpsonville, I think, and he was on here the other day. And that is cool. You get a 90-year-old person on the radio. That's extremely rewarding. I get that. So what time on Saturday mornings are you – what time do you start up?
Call the cycle looks, and I tell everybody this. I said you got to kind of keep up with that. It could be between 7 and 7:30. If it looks poor, I may start a little late. I may go live and just kind of let it be in limbo. And if I see about, you know – 4 or 5 people in there in my live, then I'll just activate it and carry on. But every Saturday morning at that time, that's usually when I kick it off. It'll last anywhere from about an hour to an hour and 20 minutes. I think it's the longest one. I had such an enormous pileup that there was that one time that I was just working a few people here and there. And all of a sudden, I don't know what happened. Somebody must have put me on a DX cluster. And I think I worked every grid square in all of Europe. And it just about wore me out.
Well, I was going to say, that's got to be exhausting. I know. I've done that on, like, field day. I don't know how it was this past. And is that a.m. or p.m. that you're – 7 a.m. or 7 p.m. that you're starting?
When the sun comes up, it's kicking in.
Okay, that'd be easy for me, because I usually get up between 5 and 6 o'clock most days, and my wife on Saturdays, she's going to be in the bed for a while, so I have like a few hours there between 6 and 9 that I can just do whatever I want to do, so that's pretty cool. I'll try to remember to, I'll put a reminder to remind me to tune into, just search with your call on YouTube, is that how you find it?
Now just type in KG4MUK ham radio, and it'll pop right up.
Okay, well, I'll try to remember that to go listen to it. That sounds like that's pretty cool. That's pretty fun. I might be multitasking, you know, listening in while I'm making contacts. This winter field day got me fired up to get my HF rig all up and operational again, and now it's working. And I'm having a blast with PSK. I'm looking over there at those guys that are struggling on FT8 because it's so crowded. And they have to talk on a very strict time plan. And I can talk whenever I want. And it's not so crowded that I'm like trying to make elbow room. So PSK has really lightened up. They've given all that load somewhere else. And you can have fun on PSK now instead of being in that crowded room over there where you have to yell in somebody's ear for them to hear you.
KD9MKR. KD9MKR. I just kind of caught the end of the conversation there, and I was pretty interested. I didn't quite hear your call, though. Could you please repeat it?
By the way, I sent you a Facebook message in Messenger, and it shows you the name of my YouTube channel. My call sign, again, is Kilo Golf 4, Mike Uniform Kilo, KG4MUK. And then if you're looking me up on YouTube and want to subscribe to that and watch how the stuff unfolds on Saturday mornings, you just add ham radio to my call sign on YouTube.
Thanks much, and good luck with that. It sounds really interesting. I just happened to turn the radio on and just caught the end of the conversation. So I'll let you get back to it. Hi, Dave. Take care, you guys. This is KD9MKR, clear.
All right, Scott, good to see you at field day, too. And let me know when you're ready to start hanging bazookas, inverted B or flat top, whatever. But it's good to see you out there at field day. W4DJW.
Well, there, Dave.
Sorry about that, Wayne. Go ahead.
You know, my information, and then I said, real good, fine business. And I said, go ahead, Dave. And I didn't hear nothing. Then I keyed back up, and then I realized I unkeyed. We were talking together.
Okay, no problem. That's Scott. He lives down there, not far from you, below Simpsonville. So he's closer to you than I am to you. And by the way, I was going through the attic. I emptied out all my ham radio aisle. I have an aisle for ham radio stuff up there. And I got all of it out, and I got a bunch of stuff thrown away. And guess what's remaining on the last row of the top shelf in the attic? Can you guess what? The one thing I saw up there that's remaining that I got to get out, and it's heavy, and it made me think about you.
I don't want to tinker with.
It is, and it's coming down from the attic next, my next trip up there. I've been cleaning all of that stuff out because my airplane room's so crowded with stuff right now, I can't get anything done. So I've been making trips, regular trips to the landfill to make space up there so that I can get some elbow room in the airplane building room. So if you're still interested in that, I am. It is accessible now.
Definitely. Yeah, just let me know. I know you had something you wanted me to weld and repair for you, and I can still do that. Right now, at this moment, I'm restricted because I ruptured my hernia this last Monday. So they got me doing office work right now. They did call me today for my hernia surgery, and that's going to be in the first of February. I can't pick up hardly anything. And I know you may know about, a little bit about what I'm talking about before they got the restricted rope on me.
Well, you definitely don't want to be messing with this then. So take your time. Whenever you're ready for it, just let me know, and we'll figure out a place halfway between us, and I'll meet you halfway between. And I just replaced that drill press with a full freestanding full size, you know, it's taller than me drill press. That other one's still sitting over there, it's broken, but I'm not doing anything with it, but it's not holding me back either. So don't worry about that. And I talked to, there's a guy up here that does stuff like that, and I talked to him about that, and he's saying you can try to fix that, but it's probably just going to break again.
I'm probably, and I ain't trying to toot my whistle and blow my horn, but I'm probably only a very limited choice of very limited specialty welding jobs. I'm probably only one of three people in the upstate that I know of that can weld that unusual stuff. I'll just leave it at that because I don't want to trigger everybody in there that's got a project and they say, oh, he can weld that or he can weld this, because I do those on special request. And in your situation, there was going to be a special request because I was going to do that. Used to back when that was all I was doing, I welded some stuff that people said, I just don't know how in the you did that. And it's been a natural thing to be able to do that. And I'm something I'm proud of, I can definitely say that.
Well, then when you're ready, I'll put both of them in the back of the truck and I'll meet you halfway. You got a truck I can put them in?
I know. I just got to work. I still got a few minutes here. I work up here now. I'm not working over in Georgia. I still live in between Seneca and Clemson, but I work up here in Powdersville. So I'm working over here at Southeastern Freight. And I'm a P&D delivery driver over here in Piedmont, Greer, up here in the Greenville, Powdersville, Malden area. I run a little bit of all of it.
W4DJW. Okay, well, I'm in no hurry. I'm going to take it out. I'm going to set it somewhere, probably in the garage on the toolbox down there. Just so that when I start putting stuff back in there, it doesn't get inaccessible again, right? But let me know, and you take your time. Don't be doing, this is all heavy lifting, so you got to be in good shape before you go back to tackle this stuff again.
Be sure to look at your Facebook Messenger. I sent you that little message of a screenshot, that YouTube channel and everything. That's wrote. Listen, I am going to scoot out of here, go in the office, and get ready to do some keyboarding for a little bit. I've never been one to really want to do clerical work, I'll put it that way, but for right now, because of the injury, I am stuck doing billing.
Well, just take a deep breath and relax and enjoy the break. I did that for 50 years, sitting in front of a computer monitor, and now I have to exercise every day to compensate for what I didn't do back then. So there's an upside to what you were doing. There's a downside to what you are doing, but you got to get better. Anyway, it's good talking to you, Wayne. I haven't talked to you in quite a while. It's good to hear you back in there. Hope to hear Rob on Echolink sometime again in the future. But anyway, take care. Be safe. Let me know whenever you're ready, and I'll try to dial in Saturday morning and see if I can catch what's going on there. KG4MUK, W4DJW. I'll be clear after you.
I'll get, finally catch up a little bit. Glad everything's going okay, and if the node information's all still the same, Echolink information's still the same, I'll make sure I tell Rob that, you know, with everything that's been going on with COVID and the new job, he was going to a school and taking some extra things for a job that he took. He did that all the way through COVID and then up until here just recently swapped back over to doing kind of what he's doing, what he was doing before that. And he's getting back on the air. He's been back on the air for the last 2 or 3 months. He's just kind of got back to the ham radio thing, but I'll be sure to let him know. Try to get up with you and everything. But anyway, I'll say Santa Cruz to you. Enjoyed it. Glad I got to contact you and catch up with you for just a minute. Santa Cruz from KG4MUK.
I will do KI4DOS.
Yeah, I bet you do.
Same way you caught yourself on fire by accident.
Sorry.
I was just sitting here listening to you and Dave talk here, Wayne. I'm pulling in the driveway. You got to jump out. Sorry you got to have surgery. Hope everything goes well with that. And y'all take care. Have a great afternoon. What's left of it. And we'll talk at you a little bit later. KG4MUK, KI4DOS, mobile clear.
Hey, before you go, it's good to hear your voice as well. It's been a while. Glad to see you kicking and everything. And be sure to check out our YouTube channel, KG4MUK Ham Radio. Make sure you like it, subscribe to it, and Saturday mornings about 7:30, we'll go Ham Radio Live and see what kind of DX we get to work. So have a good day. Talk to you later, KG4MUK.
Take it out. Y'all have a great one. Talk to you later. Good hearing you there, young man. Hope everything goes well. KG4MUK, KI4DOS, mobile clear.